Everybody, get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group, just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What's up, everyone? It's Jim Brewer, the Metal and Meat Podcast, and I'm actually driving to Brooklyn, where I will be recording, hopefully, the very last part of this song I'm doing with Brian Johnson. Yes, the Brian Johnson of AC/DC. He would come see me do stand-up comedy in Florida, and you know, I said I was making a record, and he said he wanted to be on it. I think he expected it to be a much funnier version, although our song is pretty funny. I mean, when you listen to it, it just sounds like a kick-ass rock song, but... And by the way, that's Motorhead in the background playing Sympathy for the Devil. So I'm driving, and I'm heading towards the Holland Tunnel, where then I head to Brooklyn, which is where we record a lot of this album I have coming out April 29th. Right now is the tentative release date on Metal Blade Records. And I can tell you this. Listen, I'm a comedian, so I don't consider myself whatsoever a rock star. I toured with a rock band many years ago. I don't think many comics have pulled that off. We did a great tour, had a lot of funny stuff. I just never recorded. And I knew after doing the Metallica Festival and Wackenfest in Germany and a festival that I did, Sonosphere in England, when I went up there and just crushed it, doing my rock impressions and stand-up comedy and adding the music, everyone said, how come you never made records? This would be the first attempt. And I never thought I'd get a guy like Brian, who is simply a friend, just a great friend. So that's where I'm off to now. We got a pretty cool podcast ahead today. It's not your normal podcast, by the way. You know, each week we have a little something different. We're hanging out with Killswitch Engage. Now, they're doing a show. Now, I don't know them very much. I'm not going to lie and say they're my favorite band and all that jazz. Where the truth is, I don't know much about them. So, I know there's a lot of guys out there like me. Grew up with the old 80s bands. And Sabbath, Priest, Metallica, Ozzy, Dio, Sabotage, Megadeth, stuff like that. I'm going to do a segment today called Educating the Metal Masses. And I have a bunch of young guys, the newer generation into the newer metal, and they're going to explain to us older guys, it's a pretty funny segment, on why we should listen to bands like Killswitch Engage. What's so great about them? Is it the lyrics? Is it the riff? Is it the attitude? Is it just the music? What is it exactly that attracts them to that? You know, like we were attracted to our generation. And then I'll be talking Killswitch Engage. I got a funny game show for them, which you'll have to listen to a little later. I don't do the usual, like, what was it like recording this album? So, as I'm on the way to Brooklyn, let me tell you how this is going to go. I'm going to meet Rob Caggiano, who is the producer of my record, my rock comedy album. And he's going to do this. And he says, yeah, it's from 1 o'clock, which means, honestly, we might not start recording till after 2. And this is how it always goes. We're going to be halfway into it, and he's going to go, you know, I don't know. There's something about it. I don't like it. I want to rewrite this. And it's going to take another 2 hours to rewrite one line. And then after the one line, we'll record it. And by then, I'm going to start getting a headache because it's really hard to sing the way Brian Johnson sings. And then we're going to take a break. And we're going to eat something, coffee, because he's going to be hungry. Did you eat yet? Hey, did you eat yet? You didn't eat yet? Let's get something to eat. I'm going to go eat. You like tacos? It's great Mexican joint, but... Great Mexican joint. Let's do this, bro. Bro, what are you doing, bro? And then we're going to go in, and then all we have to do is a bridge. So all I have to do is do, literally today, 7 lines. 7 lines in a song. And I'm telling you, it may take that many hours. But this is kind of a cool podcast today. I'm pretty excited about it. Kill Switch Engage, great game show, educating the metal masses. I'm about to hit the Holland Tunnel. I'm hoping my voice lasts because I'm a little nasally. My kid's getting me sick, and that's all I need. This record has to be done. We can't move until this record is done. Rob Caggiano, unbelievable producer. Unbelievable producer. Takes a little time to get things done. And that's what happens when you're in a band like Volbeat and Q Prime takes you over. Q Prime. As in Metallica's management, as in Red Hot Chili Peppers management.
Name dropper.
All right, keep you updated. Here we are, the Metal and Me podcast. Let's get this going.
This is a segment we called Education of Metal.
The other night I was here and I told my friend Todd that I'm going to do this podcast with the band Killswitch Engage. And his son Justin and his friend Teddy and Corey are like, oh my God, Killswitch Engage, they're amazing, you should listen to them. I'm like, well, tell me more. And they started telling me all about the band. They had the singer, but now they have this different singer. And I went, you know what? I think more guys like me that grew up with Priest, Maiden, Ozzy, Dio, Sabbath, stuff like that, we need to be educated, see what the young guys are listening to and why perhaps we should be listening to it. You know what? Instead of growing old and farty and whatever, maybe they can help us out. Maybe they can steer us in a new direction. Because all I know right now is like Five Finger Death Punch. I know Avenged Sevenfold and like Volbeat. So we're going to go in Todd's house and we're going to have some metal education. Let's go talk to the boys. Listen, I'm not even close to their room, and these guys are... Oh, yeah. Look at these guys. Oh, wow. What do we got? We got drinking IPAs. Look at this scene right here.
Yeah, I got my lap dog and everything.
Got your lap dog. How you guys been?
It's good.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Just for the record,
yep.
State your name. Although I know who it is.
Justin Knischel.
Yeah, so this way people understand who the voice is.
Corey Mon. Teddy Gordon.
These are our three youths of America for today's segment of The Education of Metal, where we try to bond two different generations. As you can hear in the background, what are you playing in the background? This is Kill Switch Engaged.
Yes.
Who we're going to see tonight. You guys are up for that, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Now, this is what I want to explain to you guys. You guys, I'm an old metal guy. You know, Priest, Maiden. Do you know any of those guys?
Of course.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like out of that crew? Does it...
I mean, I was brought up on a lot of, like, from my dad, like Metallica.
Okay.
Van Halen, right. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, your dad was good. He was smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have, like, the big Iron Maiden songs. I've always had those on my phone.
Do they sound poppy to you, the older metal bands?
That's a good question, because now
that... gave me a look right when I said that. That was kind of like, yeah,
a little bit.
Sounds a little too...
A little bit.
Ah.
Pop is a strong word.
Yeah, but it used to sound
evil, yeah. that stuff, and now you listen to it, it's like, it's kind of nice to sing along to.
Mike, that's really interesting, because I try to put myself, when I came here the other night, these guys were all wound up, and they're telling me who I should listen to, and what band is awesome. What they hear now, this?
Yeah. That's what we heard.
This is what we heard.
But they hear what we hear, and it sounds like Madonna or something like that, you know?
Right.
That's, like, I never getting all like rage for like Van Halen.
You never heard Unchained?
Like Dance the
Nothing
Night Away?
Nothing stays the same! Come on, Dave, give me a break. One break coming up. That's metal, jackass.
Yeah, just hearing like...
I am Iron Man was like, this is his
I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
Literally our family's fear.
Yeah.
they thought we were sacrificing animals in the back.
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
Yeah,
I'm told that a lot.
This is a recording update. We were supposed to start at 1, it's now 1:30. I'm at the recording studio, just got a call from Rob. He's at a coffee shop. So we're going to go to the coffee shop. My prediction for today, 7 lines, 7 hours. I'm going to keep you updated the entire time how long it takes. 7 lines, 7 hours. I'm off to meet Rob at the coffee store.
My kids listen when they're in the car with me. They'll listen. But none of them are attracted to this whatsoever. My youngest one is. My youngest will listen to AC/DC, Metallica, but the other two didn't. My middle one was not. The middle one I let listen, which you guys, this is another thing, we'll talk about Five Finger Death Punch. I turned on, I love Wash It All Away, and my middle one's just doing this. Dad's so stupid. But what was your first band? What was the first band you went? Well, like Justin, I'll ask you. What was the first one you're like, oh my god? Like mine. I listened to all the bands when I first heard Metallica. I went, oh my god. Out of these guys that were listening to Killswitch, is there a band?
Yeah, so when I was young, definitely the first one. It started with, like, just, you know, regular rock. That's, like, what my dad listened to. And kind of hard, but never got, like, screamy or anything.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to Atreyu. You know Atreyu?
I know the name, yeah.
You
know
Atreyu?
I know the name, yeah.
What's Atreyu?
Atreyu.
Atreyu?
Yes. They're a hard rock band from California, right?
Yeah.
And they've been around a while. They actually just got back together and put out a new album. But so they were, like... The new album of theirs at the time that I started listening to them was like halfway in between like screaming and just hard rock. And it kind of like, I was like, oh, the screaming parts are weird. Oh wait, the screaming parts are kind of good. I really like the heavier songs now. And then I started going back in their, you know, their albums. And then it got screamier and screamier and screamier. And then I showed him them and he loved them. This was what, ninth grade?
Yeah, ninth grade.
High school? Or 10th grade, something like that. And then he showed me Avenged Sevenfold's like first couple albums. Those were like all screamy and whatnot. And from there, it just kind of
just went up from there.
Yeah.
So you were, who were we talking to?
Corey.
Okay.
Corey, what? Avenged Sevenfold was the first. I remember fifth grade. I heard one of their albums and they instantly became my favorite band.
But how do you hear them? I don't hear them.
There was actually a song by them. On one of the Madden video games, the Madden NFL video game, there was a song by them. So then I looked them up, and I went out like the next
day.
That's
what I was telling you.
Yeah,
a lot of bands you hear from video games, right?
Yeah. I went out the next day,
and that's where you heard Slipknot.
That's when I first heard Slipknot. They were on Madden too.
Yeah, I went out the next day.
Songs on video.
Well, no. Can I tell you? Last night when we were recording. Which is why I sound shoddy. Rob said, he was with someone, they said, what's your publishing deal? And I went, I don't know, I'm on IBC or BMI. They went, no, that's for when you play in the radio. You want publishing rights to sell them to sports and video games. That's where you start really going wild.
So you guys, so you, wow, so it's from video games. Yep. This is all new to me. This is sick.
Yeah.
Fifth grade of Ben Sevenfold. But then did you get into...
It was actually, it was one of their more, it was a less intense album that I heard.
One of the more recent ones.
Yeah, so it was...
They've gotten less intense.
I listened to their older stuff a little bit, but not really. But then when Justin showed me Atreyu and I started getting into the heavier stuff, I went back and listened to their old albums.
All right.
And then fell in love with that. And then it just progressed from there.
All right, I got a question for you then. You know how, Mike, we would listen to, like, when Motley Crue first came out?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what's the shout at the devil? Yeah. And she got the looks I'd kill.
They looked glammy, but it was scary because it was no one had the guts to do that.
Yeah. But as time went on, like Theater Pain, you went, oh no, yeah. Where are they going?
Because they wanted to rating.
And even with yeah. Priest, once same they hit happens. Turbo Lover, yeah, you went, yeah. Oh no, where are they going?
So that's why they keep going back to the yes. previous, the earlier albums going, that's when it was heavier.
So that's why I was going to ask you at Avenged Sevenfold. So when you heard, what did you like more of what you heard like fifth grade? Or then when Justin started turning you onto the more screamo?
I mean, they're easily my all-time favorite band. So
really?
For me...
Hail to the king! Yeah,
for me...
They got us started. And it set
for me, anything that they come out with is... I love it.
Have you seen them live?
Once, yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to a bunch of concerts?
Yeah.
He's been to a lot. Me and Teddy trail.
I've been to a few.
He's been to a lot.
What is hands down... You're only allowed to go back to one of those concerts. Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
Out of all the bands you've seen. I have to go with, I think it was my junior year of high school, Foo Fighters in D.C.
Foo Fighters?
See, that's different.
Which is not metal. Yeah. That's just rock.
Yeah.
But that would be mine. Yeah.
Live, it's about the performance too, though.
And yeah, I agree.
A lot of those bigger bands have their show together a little more than some of the stuff we see.
Now, is Avenged Sevenfold more of a show when you see them live, or are they...
Yeah, they have a lot of stage presence and props and fire.
Lots
you know
fire.
You've made it as a
metal band. Lots of fire.
When there's fire, you've made it as a metal band. That's how you know.
This is a recording update.
Okay, we are now back at the studio, and Rob has a beautiful woman with him, who he's now... impressing her with some of the songs. So, we are now technically 1 hour into the recording session. We have not recorded anything, however, we are listening in the background to one of my future songs called Old School with some beautiful girl named Jillian with Rob as he tries to impress her. I'll keep you updated.
See, now, that goes back to what I discovered about, which some people might get upset about, the old 80s metal. When I removed myself from watching the bands that I grew up with, and I played some blues festival up in Canada, and Iron Maiden was the headliner, and they were playing, I went, this is a Broadway show.
Yeah.
With a big... dummy with a dummy and everything he does is theatrical, and I went, this is just a traveling metal Broadway show.
Yeah.
Well, it was like when we saw Five Finger Death Punch, the amount of costume changes they went through yeah. was comical.
Yeah.
Like the lead singer went through like six different outfits.
Wow.
He had all his props.
Yeah.
His Mike Sand was like, you know, a big like skeleton and everything else. Yeah. They went all out.
It might just be weird for us because, I mean, I don't go to that many huge concerts. All the places yeah. I go are small venues. So, like, just seeing a performance like that's choreographed
yeah.
is a little ridiculous to us.
So you don't like it when it's... Do you like better small club?
Yeah. I mean, I
don't. I'm completely, like...
I like it.
It doesn't matter.
It was just different. Yeah. I was not expecting that.
It threw you up because you used to go in to see, like...
Yeah, when I think of a metal band now, I just think of, like, guys walking out in the street clothes they were wearing and playing a set. Mm-hmm. Not, like... setting up their outfits beforehand, walking out with props.
Yeah.
Who'd you say was the first band that made metal band that ever really pulled that off?
The changing outfits?
No, just walked out there with their regular clothes and tore it up.
I have no idea.
Not that I saw, but
Spider
I know.
Papa Roach.
No.
What? Wait.
Todd, Papa Roach. Go to bed.
No.
I got one answer. It's only one answer. One answer.
It's Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly, me, I don't know.
They were a little before, yeah.
Dude.
At least to see them live, they were a little before our time. We weren't there for the whole.
You guys should know a little history. Well,
these were the first ones. They walked out, jeans and a denim jacket. They probably had the same clothes on 5 shows in a row.
No.
They
right.
did not care.
They came out. There was no.
You guys look way too nice right now to be at one of their shows back in the day.
Right? I was scared to death. Yeah. I'll never forget. It was opening for Ozzy. And the place.
It was scary.
It was the most frightening thing I ever seen in my lifetime. Every time I saw them, I was frightened to death. It was, you never saw a mosh pit before. I never saw a mosh pit before.
Yeah, that's terrifying, the first time.
And it was,
your first mosh pit is terrifying.
It was Ozzy.
They're still scary.
And Metallica opened up, and it was packed for the opening band. Like, who's this opening band? And the lights went out, and the place, there was a line of, I was like 17. There was probably about a row of 8, 9, 14-year-olds in the row, and they grabbed each other and they started violently shaking each other.
Sounds like any concert.
And then, this is all you heard. People started. They jumped out of their seats and it was circles, and all you saw were these crosses and just guys with jeans and a t-shirt
hair
in their faces and angry jeans were like. Get up! You into this or what?
But it wasn't, God. There was none of this.
No, there was no like fist in the air and pointing with the horns or the big showboat, the hands up. No. It was just playing.
They were against anything like that at the time.
Update on the recording. It's now 2:35. The beautiful girl has left. Rob played her 4 songs. She loved every one. At least she pretended she did. And now we're getting ready to actually record a lyric. We listened to a whole bunch of the lyrics. This is the Brian Johnson song, Mr. Rockmole. And there's the update. There's the recording update. 2:35. We may actually... We're checking the microphone.
Mic check 1. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
However, nothing's going on in the boardroom. Recording Mr. Rock and Roll. How long will it really take? 7 lines. 7 hours. That was my prediction. So far, we're right on course. You know what? We're going to educate each other. I'm going to invite you guys over the house one day. And in a theater. Todd, do you have a theater in your house? A little theater? I ask that question like it's normal for every household.
We're redoing the room again.
So we're gonna one day we're gonna go in the theater. All right, we're gonna go to my theater. We're gonna turn on an old Metallica first concert and just see if it holds up to anything that you guys are listening to today. I love.
It probably would. Yeah.
I'm fascinated. Listen to this though.
Yeah.
I love this whole thing. So the Screamo thing works for you guys? Because I hate it.
I hated it for so long.
I did too. When he first showed it to me, I was like, this is terrible. Like, I like the music, but the screaming is just like... But now it's kind of just like...
Yeah. I don't even notice. But dad'll ask me for a song to listen to, or like, what am I listening to lately? And I'll have to think about what he would like. Yeah. And I don't even, I'll like be about to send him a song and be like, oh wait, they're screaming the whole time. And I didn't even think of it. Yeah. Like, I don't even... It's not weird to me. It's not...
Like screaming or the dog barking? Like screaming's one thing, but
dog barking? Like what do you mean by dog barking?
Yeah, we can all hear.
Like this, what we're hearing is like there's actually singing in there.
Like the disturbed it's... noises? Like the dog...
do you listen to Meshuggah?
Yeah.
Still like that. Like, that's not singing at all.
No. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the bands we listen to, they have singing as
okay,
well.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, they go back and forth.
I mean, there's a few bands that I listen to that are just purely screaming.
Do you like Meshuggah or no?
I do.
Yeah, I love them.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they are.
I was so against the screaming for so long. I don't know. It took years to transition. Like, I always loved Five Finger Death Punch. They're like, they're lighter songs without the screaming. I don't know. Just over time, it just kind of wore on me.
Start listening to the one. It's like, oh, well, there's not that much screaming in this one. And then, huge, oh, there's a little more. Yeah. And then,
I think it had to do with, I was a huge hard rock fan, and like, hard rock has kind of died out in the past like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So you either went lighter and went alternative indie, or you went heavy and went metal.
So you kind of had no choice. I kind of like moving. Drawn into it. You have to move now.
You have a choice.
You got to get out. Evolve or die.
Right. Yeah. You got to move to a new neighborhood, and there's only a certain amount of neighborhoods left.
You know what I mean?
You want to move where the Mormons are, or you want to live in the what do you want to do? Walking the tightrope, never told. You want to bring it down a level? I mean, I don't have to yell that loud. Walk the tightrope, toe that line. I know. I completely mangled that one. Walk the tightrope, never toe that line. Make my money feeling funny, honey. I'm doing fine. Excuse me. I'm so loud, I can't believe I don't understand why he's so loud. It's breaking Rob's ears, you know.
Or perhaps you have to turn it down, Robert.
Sharon, don't talk to Rob. He's producing, he knows what he's doing.
Give me 1 second.
Go ahead. Here's another annoying thing about recording. All I gotta do is hit one line, and I'll do it 500 times and not do it. Instead of me just doing one line, it makes me do the whole paragraph. I'm just saying, like, I never got to cheat on any of this. I'm sure people cheat, and I'm glad I get to do a whole paragraph instead of just one line each, because I know people cheat like that. All I got to do is, I'm doing fine! But it'll take me 500 times to go, fine! Almost. He'll say that 500 times. Almost. Watch your tone. Lose the attitude. You need an attitude. Get grungier. All right, 350, we're in it. I think I got most of what I want to hear. I'm fascinated by that.
Mm-hmm.
I got really educated out of this. What is it about Kill Switch Engage that's your bit? What's your favorite song by them?
Well, they're actually another band that I heard from a video game. Really? Believe it or not, yeah. Guitar Hero 3, their song My Curse, that's which is probably my favorite.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
All those games.
That's the first time I heard a song by them, and then I looked them up, and
that was that.
That's where it went. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
As a kid, I always loved their last singer didn't scream as much as they do now, so I was really into a few of their songs in middle school. They were more hard rockish.
So their last singer, the guy who went to
Howard Jones, who Howard Jones. Song band.
He was a screamer.
Well, he's not the singer now.
No, he's not anymore. He left like 2 years ago.
So it was like one singer, then him, and then the other guy came back. Is that
yes? Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. But they got big with Howard Jones.
Yeah.
And now he's got his own band going.
I haven't seen him, but he seems like a great guy to have as a front man.
Oh, his clean vocals are unreal.
Yeah.
So he's hands down someone we should get on the podcast.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Holy Diver is one of the greatest things I've ever listened to.
He does Holy Diver?
Yeah, Killswitch Engage did a cover of Holy Diver.
Right. With Howard Jones?
Yeah, it's really good.
Interesting, because we've already reached out to him. And he will be on one of the podcasts.
We might come back.
All right. Guys, thanks for the education. This was huge. Who else should we look into? If you're telling me, give me five bands who I should just... Or it doesn't even have to be five. Just you told me one the other day.
Nothing More.
We gave you nothing more.
I've never heard of them. And since you told me that, I've heard four. They're played all the time.
All the time.
They out of nowhere, they just blew up.
They went from opening for Volbeat last year to headlining their own tours in like 7 months.
I wonder if Volbeat was the one that blasted them.
They headlined the show that you got us tickets for. Or not headlined, sorry, opened for the show that you got us tickets for.
Yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah, so Volbeat or Five Finger Death Punch probably picked them.
Yeah.
They're unreal.
Probably Volbeat. Just kidding. I don't mean that as an insult. I'm just saying, knowing Rob Caggiano and the crew, I'd say Volbeat.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Great.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
The Youth of Metal and another segment of Metal Education. Bonding Metal Generations. This is a recording update. Homosexual. All right, so it's now 3:30 into the recording session. Got the one verse done, but now we're redoing all the other verses. I brought Excedrin migraine, which I'm really glad to do, because I start getting a ridiculous headache, although this week's not as bad. And last week, I would get such a headache, I'd try to hang upside down to get the blood to my head. But but I got four more lines to do. Four more lines. Then we got to do what?
Pre-chorus.
Pre-chorus and the bridge, right?
Yeah, the bridge is only two lines.
Bridge is two lines?
That's it. Two lines.
Two lines?
Yep.
That's like an hour and a half.
All right, so here we are with Kill Switch Engage. They look primed and ready for probably the game of their lifetime. Right in the middle of a tour. I think they're hungover.
Yes.
Where were beyond belief.
Beyond belief.
Really?
Yeah, how late? I drank for Lemmy last night, man.
Oh, that's right.
We had a little tribute and all of us just continued throughout the night.
You know, I
dragged you out of bed for this. Had to do it.
I dragged you out of bed for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to work with Lemmy?
Opened for him once. Got to stand near him. That was enough for me, dude.
Honestly. Have to go near these
fuckers. Sorry, I'm
never gonna... No, you be yourself. Project. That's Mike's job.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I'll fucking do this. Give me this fuck. Mike, he's interviewing standing 500 feet away. Yeah, we'll figure that out. So you went on tour? You guys went on tour?
Yeah, we played a festival with Motorhead. I think it was Times of Grace, maybe.
I think so.
Our other project. But the point is, I stood about 15 feet from him while he was playing, and I was just in awe. Just the presence, the aura that dude had. He was just a legend.
This is a recording update. The time is 6:16, and I will be recording the pre-chorus. We're now 5 hours and 15 minutes into it. And Jim will attempt, as soon as possible, to just finish four lines. How long will it take for Jim to record the four lines? So tell me what you believe in. Tell me, are you satisfied? It's two lines. Drop the cards, look at the dealer. Three lines. Come along for the ride. Four lines. Start the fire inside. Five lines. It is now 6:16. We'll keep you updated. This has been a recording update.
Here we go. If Killswitch Engage is a country, who's the president? Who's the vice president? Who's the secretary of defense? And who's foreign affair? So with that said, Mike, you want to start us off?
Oh, Christ.
Who's the president? Are these guys, look at all these guys right here.
You said there was no thinking.
No, you don't have to think. I did say that. I did say that, Adam. Whoever. So...
Mike, I know Adam would be the president for sure.
Are we talking to anybody though, or just like
any? No, just within your band.
Oh, okay.
Within Killswitch Engage, so you're gonna say Adam is president.
We have the most fucked up state ever. It'd be great.
Yeah,
there'd be jerk boots everywhere.
Sure,
jerk boots and pizza joints. And,
Now, why would you put why do you say Adam's the president?
Because he would just destroy everything. It'd be awesome.
Okay,
everything you think of that was supposed to happen, it'd be inverted and reversed.
Like Wonderland.
What about you, Jess?
Vice President Joel, because Joel has the knowledge. He's the quiet sage. He'd be good to give advice.
Ah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would you trust him?
Yes.
If Adam goes down, he's the new president.
Yeah, absolutely.
You all right with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to keep the jerk boots going, you know. Make sure everybody's happy. I'll keep him in business.
So weird.
All right, so, and you agree that Adam's president,
yeah.
Jess?
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. So far we have Adam's president, okay?
Thanks for your vote, guys.
Yeah. Right over here, Joel is the vice president. Who is the secretary of defense?
I have to be either JFO because you get angry.
And our JFO is angry. He's got a temper.
And Jesse's got a fighting spirit in him, yeah. So yeah.
So you think Jesse looks like he'd be the fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He's a good secretary, too. Yeah. He's a really good secretary.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? It's kind of creepy.
I don't know, but Mike thinks you're a good secretary. I'm not sure what that means either. Does that mean he's the most...
I can fight.
You'd be the... okay.
Yeah.
I can throw an action.
Yeah.
Who would you trust with foreign affairs?
What do you have to do? Yeah. I'm wicked good at eating burritos, so there you go. I like Thai food. Yeah. I guess it's between me and Mike. We can both do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll split the responsibility.
I've never had an affair, though.
Now... if Ozzy came along, I said, listen, I love the fucking band, but I'd like to take just one of you, and I'm going to take you in private, and I'm going to take you for 3 years, but you can't play in this fucking band, Q's Chris Engage. You guys can play with me only. Which member of the band do you think would split if they would have that opportunity, but it's with Ozzy? Or no? Wow! immediately pointed to Joel. Joel says no.
I wouldn't do it.
Joel says absolutely. Joel, that was a stern no by
he
Joel.
He thinks he would.
I love Ozzy because he's the vice president.
I want to keep it that way.
Joel, come on, we're fucking good.
I think Adam would do it.
You think Adam would do it?
Yeah, Adam's been begging us to fire him for like 12 years.
There goes your president. Your president's right out of the country.
All right, Joel's got this.
And Joel's got the president right off the bat. Joel, oh wow.
Later, dudes. Is there an exorbitant amount of money involved in this Ozzy jam?
It's Ozzy. Listen, you gotta talk to Sharon. I can't fucking negotiate these things.
Fuck. That may change things. What? It's all for the money, dude.
Have you played the Download Festival?
All right.
See you later, dude. You just lost your president, Adam.
President's out of here.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Out of the band members of Killswitch Engage, which one do you think is the most sensitive to the point where you'd say, yeah, he'd cry at a sad movie?
Jesse!
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse menstruates.
Yeah.
I am the emo one, absolutely. I'm the fighter and the emo one at the same time. I'm a very conflicted individual.
No, I like that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, lead singer syndrome, right?
No, it's just got all that...
my vagina and all that stuff. That's me. Yes.
No. That makes a lot of... You guys all immediately...
You said the word sensitive, I got sensitive.
You did, you got sensitive.
It's coming. No.
You're married?
Yes.
How long?
Almost 15 years.
Dude, you're a fucking marriage warrior.
Yeah.
It's a warrior.
Yeah, I am a warrior, definitely a marriage warrior.
When you reach 10 years, you're a warrior.
Yeah.
That means you've been in a lot of battles.
And everything for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife and I...
Crazy person. She's the first to say it.
Does she come along with you once in a while?
Not really. It doesn't work well on a bus. Bus, you don't want to be around like smelly dudes in each other's faces all the time. It's hard to like.
Don't look. Forget it. You're not on this show. If you're gonna be checking me off,
she's gonna short fuse too. She doesn't. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Kids?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Because the only reason I ask that because usually, I mean, married one thing. Once you have kids. You talk about being sensitive.
Yeah, that's game.
I cry in commercials.
Yeah.
As soon as the music comes out, like, oh my god, this is fucking horrible. Alright, so it is 7:20 in the middle of recording, and we just got news that Lemmy of Motorhead has passed away. Actually, we heard about 15 minutes ago. I posted it on Facebook and on Twitter and realized public does not know it yet. So out of respect for his family and everyone else, I immediately deleted it. I thought everyone knew, but once I started reading, like, no one knows, and I mean, you know, I'm recording, so it doesn't, I mean... Rob got the text and he went, oh my God, Lemmy just passed away. And so we stopped recording for a little bit. Rob is actually he's very down. He's got very personal ties over there with Phil, the guitarist. And he was just telling me how one of his guitars was given to him by Phil. And he pointed to which one it is here in the studio. He's been talking to him. So, 7 o'clock, just after 7, we got the news that Lemmy of Motorhead passed away. So, what's that?
No, there's a funny story that they just put in a few months ago in Revolver.
Oh.
Me and Lemmy.
About you and Lemmy?
I slept on his on the Motorhead bus.
Let me, wait a minute.
That's a picture from it.
You told me about this. You told me about this. Well, what happened, though? He like, yelled at you or something.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? You were hammered.
Yeah, we were all hammered, but it was a fucking... I passed out in the front. You know, there's a... In Europe, it's a double-decker bus. I was in the upstairs lounge with Phil and Mickey D.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, and those guys went to bed, and I passed out, and fucking... Like, 8 in the morning. Fucking someone's, like, pushing, like, hitting my leg, and I open one eye, and it's fucking Lemmy in this Hanes tidy whitey underwear. And he's freaking out. He's like, did you drink my last beer? I'm like, and I'm toasted at this point. I'm hammered, like fucking cross-eyed.
You went to bed 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was drinking whiskey all night. I'm like, nah, man, I didn't drink your beer. Who drank my last beer? I'm like, oh, fucking, it's 8 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so we're on a little break. And as soon as Rob is done mourning, we'll get back to recording. All horns up, all heads down. The great Lemmy of Motorhead has left the world.
Who out of the group is probably... I mean, this is a metal band. Who's by far the least metal of the band? Oh, the silence. That you just, are we afraid?
Mike D's like really the only legit hardcore metal dude.
You're hardcore?
He listens to metal all the time, basically.
So you wake up 7 in the morning. Who
you're not blasted. Listening. Let's listen to it. Yeah, that's fine.
You listen like Seal once in a while, sneak out. Another kiss on the road. Nothing. A little let it be. The guys aren't around. I can let my guard down.
As long as this chug is in and I'm in.
Oh, you're the Hall & Oates. I'm a chugger. You do listen to Hall & Oates. I'll out you on that one. I'll out you on that one. Hey, I listen to reggae. Reggae is my favorite kind of music.
I like reggae on Sundays. On the Sundays, I blast in the house.
Sundays are great, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sensitive music for sensitive people.
Yeah. Starting to bond with Jesse. Starting to bond with Jesse. So
let's go smoke a joint, listen to some reggae, man.
So what, we still have the furthest from metal. Who's the furthest from metal?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much tied.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I got one for you. Ready? Your biggest, you just got the opportunity to do the biggest song in your career. Hands down, this is going to make you worldwide huge. But will you do it because it's a duet with One Direction?
Hell no.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. You sold out in places you never thought of selling out. But you got to do it in One Direction. Is Killswitch
Joel? Like I said earlier, the exorbitant amount of money. It'll get me do a lot of weird things.
Yeah, how many millions?
Yeah.
Hey, it's
okay. You're in.
I'm in.
You're in 100%.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in two. We got two wins with One Direction. I already know what Joel's going to say.
Let's do it.
He's at it. Every time. Jesse's thinking about it. Jesse,
no.
You're out. You said you were out immediately.
I'd send him in One Direction, down the stairs.
That's funny. I didn't expect that from Mike. I did not expect that from Mike. All right. So Adam, who was the president that left?
I bailed.
He bailed to be with Ozzy. Is also going to sing One Direction.
Yeah,
that's fine.
A lot of projects going on.
No, that's good. You're going to make a lot of cash. Okay, it's 8:30. Mike Tichy, who's also part of my podcast, and that's who's talking in the background, is doing some vocal work where he sings higher, like a harmony. And part of the pre-chorus. So it is now 8:31. We have everything done except for the bridge.
No.
Once again, we also heard the news of Lemmy a little over an hour and a half ago. We got the text, and Mike Tichy showed up. Mike is does the drums in my whole album, but he's also a singer, guitarist. He does everything. Went to Berkeley, and they're trying to figure out. He's trying to figure out a note right now, while I'm trying to recover from a blasting headache I had from singing horribly for the last hour. I gave myself a headache. I have to learn to sing from my diaphragm and not from my head. There you go. That's a recording update. 8:32 so far. Like I said, 7-8 hours. I'm right on target. This has been a recording update.
One band you'd be honored if they were to go out and say, the ultimate honor, they said, hands down, they give you the highest compliment. You're like, you know what? It doesn't matter what we do from here on. That band or that entertainer just said they're huge fans of us. I can pack it in right now. I don't give a shit. I can pack it in. Like if you're an actor.
They have to be alive.
No.
Okay. Joe Strummer from The Clash.
What?
Yeah. He's one of my favorites of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Metallica for sure. For me, anyways.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Dude, let me fucking tell you something.
Oh my God.
I'm a fucking huge fan, huh? You just never, every time you come to fucking San Fran, you just never give a call. It's just Mike. I say, why doesn't this fucking band ever call me? And they just blow me off. They play the fucking Fillmore. I even asked to have them fucking open for me and everything. I'm right here, huh? Huh? Huh?
Pretty good. Wow.
That's really good. Right, Chain? Yeah! 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 Ooh! Q-switch! Yeah! Yeah! Mike, girl! Mike! Yeah! Ooh! Yeah! Yeah! Mike! Looks like it's from San Fran. Ooh! You know what's really funny? My note to constantly remember you was for some reason you look like you're from San Fran. I just don't ask me why. I just wrote San Fran. I wrote San Fran Mike. Dude, that's what I'm saying, huh? We got fucking magic here and you don't call me. Alright, Joel.
I was also going to say Metallica.
Metallica.
Wow.
Was that... Yeah. All you guys, Metallica.
Yeah, we've been biting them for years. Yeah.
So I would assume that would be also the one band you had to tour with. That's it. Lights Out is the greatest thing you could ever
I'd
done.
I'd love to tour with Metallica.
Metallica,
oh
Metallica, Metallica. Everyone's Metallica? Okay.
Probably play in front of a few people.
You might play in front of a few people. You might sell some few tickets, and then you won't have to play with One Direction.
Yeah.
You'd be safe. You'd be safe. All right. I'm going to see how well you know your music. Again, I'm just going to read some lyrics. Isaac's going to read the lyrics. First guy to you shout out, what is the name of the song? It's your song. These are all Kill Switch Engage songs,
wow.
Right?
Oh.
Okay?
I should know these then.
Okay. You should definitely know these.
Where's the demo titles?
You should definitely know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, all right, here we go. Ready? There is love. Burning to find you.
Yeah.
Of course. All right, good. That was an easy one. You like that one? Yeah. I like that. Okay. Sleep brings release.
And a heartache.
Yeah. Nice. Jesse, smash it.
Involved.
Why not, Mike?
He, of course, knows all the words.
Yeah, but he didn't guess the first. Jesse didn't guess the first
not
one.
To every
Adam
song,
got
no.
The first one.
We don't sing every song.
Yeah.
We don't sing every song.
Yeah.
There's quite a few. I
okay, ready? Ready? This one's tough. This one's tough. Ready?
Curveball.
Has he lost his mind? Can he see or is he blind? The fuck is wrong with you? Can he walk at all? Or if he...
What is that?
Iron Man?
Yes! I fucking love this! I know it's not. Very good.
You asked a question, man.
I was just trying to trick you.
We wrote that?
I was thinking, what the
hell? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Dude, I fucking didn't know they wrote that either, huh? Yeah! Yeah! Okay, this is the last one.
sleep brings release and hope for the new day.
Did he just do that one?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to trick you.
Jesus.
All right, this is the lesson. Brian Johnson's going to say, "Ooh, turn away from yesterday. Tomorrow in my eyes."
Oh, that's this fire.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Fantastic job. Yeah. You guys are animals, man. I appreciate you. I hope you have a good show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks for being on the Metal and Me podcast.
Yeah, it's
such
to
a
you.
Pleasure meeting good you guys. You. Thank you so much, man. Get some rest.
Big
Jesse,
fan,
let's cry together one time.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank
Mike,
you.
Man, absolute pleasure. All the best. Kill Switch Engage tonight, yeah, Starland man. Ballroom. And thanks for participating,
thank
man.
You.
Talk to you
thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one. Recording update, it is now exactly 10:29 p.m. Sunday, December 28th. And what you hear in the background has just officially closed me out for recording. So there you go, I am officially done with all recording for Mr. Rock and Roll with me and Brian Johnson. Rob Caggiano as the producer, 10:30, the official time. Now, I predicted 9 o'clock, so I'm off by an hour and a half. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, give or take. There you go. A long day, a fun day. Now it's in the hands of the hard rock and roll heavens. Okay, recording update. It's now 11:01. And my celebration before was a false alarm. I was not done. I thought I was done, I was not done. Because now we went through the whole song, we're finding little areas to just enhance it a little. So now I'm adding things like, come on! And ooh! And alright! Stuff like that. So it's 11:01, and the recording continues. Remember, this is supposed to be 7 lines, starting at 1 p.m. today. It's now 11:01 p.m., and we're 59 minutes from tomorrow. All right, I continue on. This has been a recording update. It is official. I'm in my car. It is 11:41 and I am done recording my entire record. All we had to do is the Brian Johnson song and now it's done. And hopefully it'll be edited great. And I'm sure Rob Caggiano is gonna edit perfectly. And I'm tired. It's 11:41. And that's that. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tune in next week. I'm not sure what next week's show is yet, but I'm sure it'll be a good one. I hope you enjoyed this week. Thanks again to Kill Switch Engage and everyone that listens. And long live Lemmy. I feel really blessed that I got to see him live. I mean, really up close live. And I was honored to perform on the Motorboat Cruise with Motorhead. Everyone take care. And the Metal Gods just received another Metal God. I'm Jim Brewer and this was The Metal in Me.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more. Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.